Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
Today, Sunday, May 5th, is Easter Sunday on the Julian calendar, and on the Gregorian calendar, the sixth Sunday of Easter. And these are today's headlines. At the Regina Caeli, Pope Francis encourages the faithful to grow in friendship with the Lord. Ukraine celebrates Easter today in the shadow of war, now in its third year. And new recruits, the Swiss Guard, prepare for their formal swearing-in ceremony tomorrow morning. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. In his reflection on the Sunday Gospel during the Regina Caeli, Pope Francis recalls Jesus' words to the apostles, "I do not call you servants any longer, but friends." And he encourages us to grow in friendship with the Lord. Thaddeus Jones tells us more.
Saying how the servants of God are special people in whom God places his treasures, recalling Moses, King David, the prophet Elijah, and the Virgin Mary, the Pope explained how Jesus wishes more for us, something greater, that we be in friendship with him. The experience of friendship begins in childhood when perhaps we share our toys or most precious gifts with our friends, the Pope said. Then as teenagers when we confide with friends and offer loyalty. And as adults when we share each other's burdens, memories, and life stories. The Pope encouraged us to remember our friends and to thank the Lord for them.
Pensiamo un momento ai nostri amici.
Real friendship recognizes our common humanity and is not the result of calculation or compulsion, the Pope said, and when authentic, it does not fail even in the face of betrayal. Quoting the Book of Proverbs, which says, "A friend loves at all time," the Pope said, "A true friend does not abandon you despite your mistakes, but rather corrects you or even reproaches you, but also forgives you." Jesus tells us in today's Gospel how we are his friends, the Pope said, "Dearly loved beyond all merit and expectation, to whom he extends his hand and offers his love, his grace, and his word, with whom he shares what is dearest to him, all that he has heard from the Father." The Lord even becomes fragile for us, the Pope pointed out, placing himself in our hands without defense or pretense. Because he loves us, he wants our good, and he wants us to share in his.
E allora, chiediamoci.
The Pope suggested we think about how we see the Lord in our own lives, whether as a friend or a stranger, and whether we accept his boundless love for us and share it in our own lives with our brothers and sisters, especially those who make mistakes and need forgiveness. The Pope prayed that the Blessed Mother might help us grow in friendship with her son.
Un saluto caloroso rivolgo alle nuove guardie svizzere.
And addressing the many groups in St. Peter's Square present for the Regina Caeli, the Pope greeted in particular the Pontifical Swiss Guard and their families present for tomorrow's annual celebration with the swearing-in of new recruits. He thanked them for their generous service and asked everyone in the square to give them a round of applause.
Un applauso alle guardie svizzere.
Matthias Jones.
The Holy Father also took the occasion of the Regina Caeli to assure the people of Rio Grande do Sul of his prayers. Brazil's southernmost state is recovering from massive flooding that has struck the region. The Pope prayed for the repose of the souls of those who have died and for the Lord's consolation for their families and those forced to leave their homes. And following the Regina Caeli, Pope Francis offered Easter greetings to Eastern Rite Catholics and Orthodox brothers and sisters who celebrate the Lord's resurrection according to the Julian calendar.
Invio con tanto affetto i miei auguri ai fratelli e alle sorelle delle chiese ortodosse e di alcune chiese cattoliche orientali che oggi, secondo il calendario giuliano, celebrano la Santa Pasqua.
With great affection, I offer my best wishes to our brothers and sisters in the Orthodox churches and various Eastern Catholic churches who celebrate the Holy Pasch today in accordance with the Julian calendar, the Pope said. He went on to express his hope that the risen Lord might fill all the communities with joy and peace and comfort those who are facing adversity.
A loro buona Pasqua.
And for more on Easter celebrations among the Orthodox and Eastern Catholic churches around the world, here's Nathan Morley.
As some Orthodox and Eastern Catholics use a different calendar to work out what day Easter should fall on, the date usually comes later than Easter in the Western world. On Saturday evening, an important part of the celebrations, the Holy Fire, appeared in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Orthodox Christians believe that the Holy Fire appears at Easter in the Church as a result of a divine intervention and regard the event as being miraculous. Given a delicate security situation in the region and following meetings with the Israeli police, clergy in charge of this year's event ruled that no more than 4,200 people could attend the event at the church, which sits in the heart of the Old City. In many towns across the Mediterranean, bonfires were lit on Saturday evening after midnight services. In the Greek Orthodox and Coptic churches, worshippers utter Christos Anesti, which translates to Christ has risen, followed by the reply Alithos Anesti, meaning he has indeed risen. In a message to Greeks abroad, the Greek Foreign Minister Yordos Kotsiris said Easter sent a unique message to the whole world. He said for Christians, the message is a source of joy and hope. The resurrection expresses the defeat of darkness, the opening of the heart to fellow men. In Russia, meanwhile, President Putin attended a service in the Christ the Saviour Cathedral. Over in Georgia, several thousand people marked events with a candlelight vigil outside Parliament as protests against a proposed legislation on media flexibility continue there. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
During his Regina Caeli remarks, Pope Francis repeated yet again his calls for prayers for peace for Ukraine, as well as for Palestine and Israel, and specifically that dialogue may be strengthened and bear good fruit.
No a la guerra, sí al diálogo.
No to war, the Pope exclaimed, yes to dialogue. Ukraine, as we mentioned, is celebrating Easter today. It's the third Paschal observance since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion of the country in 2022. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss tells us more.
Christos Voskres! Worshippers in churches observing Easter according to the Julian calendar gather across Ukraine to celebrate Christ's resurrection amid destruction and death. As the war against Russia entered its third year, these people here in Kiev put their trust in the hope of the gospel. Elsewhere, Ukrainian soldiers received blessings before Easter, when many will be fighting on battlefields against advancing Russian troops. Yet these Orthodox believers flocking to St. Volodymyr's Cathedral in Kiev on Easter morning pray for peace after hundreds of thousands of people were killed and injured in the war. Their sentiments are shared by the Ukrainian Greek Catholics, who also celebrate Easter this Sunday. The head of Ukraine's 5-million-strong Greek Catholic Church, Archbishop Sviatoslav Svetchuk, says,
each day probably 200 Ukrainians are killed. When young widow was here, children is crying on the tomb of her husband, killed in the front line. In this situation, where is God? And that question is very important and deep religious questions. But God is with us. Jesus Christ today is crucified in crucified body of Ukraine. And we venerate him in the wounds of the simple people.
And the church leader makes clear that while Easter celebrates the resurrection of Christ from death, the same Lord understands the suffering of people in war.
Very often when I'm visiting hospitals I see those young soldiers, young civilians with amputations, we have 50-100 amputations right now in Ukraine. I had a feeling, Lord, those wounds are yours.
And there were more injuries reported Sunday as Ukraine marked its third Easter at war, with Russia launching a barrage of drones in Ukraine's east, wounding more than a dozen people. It also claimed that its troops had taken control of the village of Okhoretyne, the scene of heavy fighting. Ukraine's Air Force said that Russia had launched 24 Shahed drones overnight, of which 23 were shot down. But here in Kiev, people hope and pray that the fighting will stop and peace will return to this war-torn, shaken nation. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
And finally this afternoon, ahead of tomorrow's swearing-in ceremony for the Swiss Guard, Vatican Radio's Valerie Nusser spoke with Maximilian Fischer, one of the new recruits. He spoke with her about the spirituality of the Swiss Guard.
It's very amazing that in the Swiss Guard, everyone kind of has their own way of expressing it. Sure, there are masses on Sunday, sure, there are masses on Saturday, and all that normal religious stuff. But overall, everyone kind of has their own connection to the Pope, to religion, to God, especially because we experience it so deeply here in the Vatican. And every day we see, especially like on Wednesday, when there's the grand audience on the St. Peter's Square, we can see all these people that just come here to see the Pope for spirituality, for these reasons. And it's really inspiring for me, to be honest, because it's just, yes, I'm here every day. I see it more and more. So after some time, it becomes more or less not normal, but you get used to it. And then there are people that just come here for 3 days and they can do this voyage like once every 5 years. So it's really a special place here.
You came here in September and started your training, right? Or, sorry?
I came here in January.
Correct.
Sorry.
Yeah. So you came here in January and did your training and yes. You have already served.
Yes. So the thing is, our recruitment school goes on for 2 months. So I was January and February, I was in recruitment school. And for 2 months, I've already been in active service.
What was one of your highlights so far?
I think definitely like my first audience. My first audience was in the aula. And then my second audience was on the St. Peter's Square. And I have to say the ambience there, all the people, it really inspired me. Because normally when you stand there and do normal stuff or guard duties, sure, you interact with people. But on the audience, it's really on a much grander scale. And yeah, it's just amazing seeing all these people.
And that was Swiss Guard Maximilian Fischer speaking with Vatican Radio's Valerie Nusser. And tomorrow is a big day for the Swiss Guard. In the morning, there will be Holy Mass for the day of the swearing-in ceremony. That Holy Mass will be celebrated by Cardinal Secretary of State Pietro Parolin. It begins at 7:30 Rome time. That Mass will be broadcast by Vatican Media. In the afternoon, the actual swearing-in ceremony will take place at 4:55, beginning at 4:55, and will also be broadcast with English language commentary. We do invite you to join us for those events. And as we come to the end of today's broadcast, I would like to thank our technicians in studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.